With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, don't. It's a fucking cat. You can't reason with it. You can't be like, hey, cat. So when you scratch something, it actually might break the skin. And then when you break the skin, it's going to be blood. And you don't really want to get blood everywhere. And then somebody might have some kind of blood disease. And then somebody with an open wound might get that blood disease. And you don't really want to, you know, give a blood disease by a cat. You just don't. Like, wow, is that what you're going to say to a cat? No.
Hello and welcome to That Was Interesting, me Craig Lambard. Hand clap. There's always that awkward clap.
Yeah.
exactly. So this week in the room, there's no idiot friends, but we do have a guest, and our guest is Joshua Wagner.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I kind of miss the idiot friends. I think idiot friends are always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. It's
well,
okay.
Some of them are nice.
Yeah, some are just idiots.
Yeah. So before we get into anything, I just want to put like a bit of a crown on your head because you're the first American on the podcast.
Oh my God.
How does that make you feel?
Oh my God. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, I don't know if it's like a badge of courage or like a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
Let's just say, I don't know. That's kind of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I have no idea what's going to happen. So, like, I don't know if you're just going to completely, like, lambaste me.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you're going to be like, yay, America. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Let's we'll ease ourselves into it.
Let's play it out.
Yeah. So, with all great podcasts, we are going to start ourselves with a game.
Oh, jeez.
And this game is called Badly Explained Film Plots.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, I had a little trawl around Twitter. And found a hashtag, which is hashtag explain a film plot badly. And it's loads of tweets of people explaining a film badly. Simple as that.
Like, wait, like they're trying to explain a film badly or they're just not good at it?
They're trying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. So from their interesting descriptions, you have to tell me what the film is.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
That sound good?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, let's start off with this one.
Top Gun.
No. A boy befriends a bearded hermit and two gay robots, goes into space, snogs his sister, and kills his dad.
Star Wars.
Exactly right.
That's pretty good.
Number two.
See, I knew what the word snog meant.
Yeah.
Because it might mean something. Well, it doesn't mean anything in the U.S., really, because no one uses it, but I knew what it was.
You did know what it
was. Because that's what got it. So we snogged his sister. What does snog mean?
Yeah.
It's like that incest or something? I don't know.
Moving on to number two. Bloke punches himself, encourages others to punch him, leaves his job, shaves his head.
That's Fight Club.
Bad influence on Meatloaf.
That's Fight Club.
Exactly right.
Like, you didn't even need to get to Meatloaf. Because, like, I'm like, Meatloaf, yeah, there it is.
I almost left the Meatloaf, even though you got it before then anyway.
I love Meatloaf. Like, my father used to listen to Meatloaf, and we would listen to Meatloaf in the car. That was, like, the only recorded musician that he would have in the car at any given moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he'd be, like, driving down the road and be listening to Meatloaf. And, yeah, it's pretty... pretty funny, because like then he got me to go to see Meatloaf with him, and he's like,
"Oh, you've seen Meatloaf?
I've seen like four times."
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I would do anything for love. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, all of it.
Right there. He's a big dude. He's a very large mammal, and he's still pretty good. they did was they actually, so the first time that I saw him, he was still able to hit all pretty much everything. But one of the later times that I saw him, they actually toned everything an octave down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it still sounded good.
Yeah.
So it was good. But yeah, so that's it. What's the next one?
Oh, yeah. Completely forgot we were in a game then. This one's a nice one. A reclusive weirdo and his mutant employees lure children into his factory with sweets, then dispose of them one by one.
Lure children into a factory with sweets? Oh, that's Willy Wonka.
Yes, it is.
Wonka. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
that's a good one though. Because I'm thinking about it, like, God, that's one of my favorite childhood films. That just took a really dark turn,
I think that's what makes that one for me. Yeah. Just the fact I read it, and I was kind of, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah. And then realized what it was. I was like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, Gene Wilder. I'm so sorry.
Cool. Next one. Mm-hmm. Half fish, half woman sells vocal cords to kiss random bloke.
That one is The Little Mermaid.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
God, I need to find one that's going to stump you, man.
I don't know. I am a fountain of useless knowledge. Like, no joke. By the way, can we swear?
Yes, you can.
Good.
Thank good. Fuck.
Yeah. Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Man buys singing rabbit from Chinatown. Rabbit gets wet and breeds lizards. Lizards destroy town. Oh,
that's Gremlins.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, they say rabbit and it's just going to totally throw somebody off. But I'm like, well, Gizmo kind of looks like a rabbit. Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm.
TV.
Yeah. This was quite good as well. A very old-looking teenager girl wears hot pants and learns to smoke to win her boyfriend back. Then they sing.
What?
Let me try again. A very old-looking teenage girl wears hot pants and learns to smoke to win her boyfriend back. Then they sing.
Oh, that's Grease.
Yes, it is.
But you see, when I was like, that's like every girl in high school in the United States right at this moment. Like, that's all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Do they sing afterwards?
They try. Some of them can, some of them can't, some of them learn.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, Rebecca Black on, Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about
that. Yeah, let's not go let's there. Not yeah, that. That's not. Hamlet with lions, but better than Hamlet, also singing.
Huh? Hamlet with lions?
Yeah.
I thought you said lions. I was like...
Oh, I did say lions.
Lions.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, oh, Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, lions. I thought you said, okay. It's the circle of life.
This is good. So far, they're all been good, to be honest. Old man with balloons abducts young boy after his wife leaves him. There's a dog involved.
That's Up.
Yes, it is.
That's the if you don't cry in the first like 10 minutes of Up, you don't have a soul.
You don't have a soul.
You absolutely don't, because like here I am, I'm like, oh, it's a Pixar movie, and I had no idea what I was going into. None. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so amazing. Oh my God. Yeah. I got my cat to sop up all the tears and everything and just use them as a towel. I'm just like ugly crying everywhere. It's mucus. I'm like, oh my God, is she? And I like went in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. I had to pause it to actually step away and just let everything just kind of come out. And boy, it did. I was like, my sinuses are clear, so this is a good thing. Okay. And then I went back to it. I was like, that little boy is a dumbass. And that was pretty much it. And it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Like, I think I saw the poster with like the house going out, the balloons and stuff. And I was like, that looks beautifully colorful. And that was it. I was in.
Right.
Colorful.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
And then that first bit, I was just like, oh no. What have I done?
Yep. You're in there. You're like, I'm emotionally connected to this movie now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What's going to happen? Please take care of me. Please take care of me. Please take care of me. Okay. You took care of me. Thank you. That's about it. That's your inner voice.
Yeah.
You're so Tofoche.
But there's loads of bits in that movie where it almost gets that sad again.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, I think if it wasn't for that first bit, it would just be like, oh, that's a bit sad. And then yeah. you move on. But you get to that bit again, and it's like, oh, yep. no, they're now taking his house, and
yep.
it's demolished, and then the guy who plays the pig in Toy Story, the builder, and it's like, what the fuck?
Cliffy Clavin.
Yeah.
Cliffy Clavin. Oh, God. Yeah, that was good. Speaking of like Pixar movies, I haven't really watched. Oh, WALL-E. That was yeah. another really, really good one. That one really made me go, okay, these guys are filmmakers.
Yeah.
Because the first, whatever was it, like half hour, 45 minutes, no dialogue.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly challenging for audiences in general.
Yeah.
Because you kind of have, yeah, you're seeing pictures, and pictures, you know, have 1,000 words
yeah.
or worth 1,000 words or whatever the fucking bullshit cliche is, but it's not bullshit because it's a cliche. That really, really challenged, I know a couple people that I know, because they were just like, why aren't he doing anything? Like, he's just going around this like dead planet, and I just don't, oh my God, it's Earth. Yes, it's Earth. And what's he, like, where's all the people? Like, I don't oh my God, they're, like, gone. Yes, they're gone. They are off planet, like, somewhere else. We don't know where they are yet. But, like, what's happening? Like, I don't understand anything, and it's making me mad, and it scares me. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Just chill out. Ask the questions in your head. Stop asking them out loud, and let's move on. Just keep those questions in your head. I'm sure they will be answered later on, but that's what challenging is all about. But, like, I just want somebody to, like, fart because it's funny. It's like, God, oh, my God, why am I friends with you? Why? Because she was really hot. Like, really hot.
Mate, you are a man of many voices.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see where this is going to go.
Well, let's keep going. It's like a weird good date. Where's it going to go? I don't know.
This one's an obvious one, but it makes me laugh.
Okay.
Captain America says there is only one God, hangs out with two gods the whole movie.
That's the Avengers.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I'm surprised Tony Stark didn't call him out on that
one. That's a good point.
Right? I'm surprised Tony Stark wasn't like, buddy, you there's one to the left of you and one to the right of you. What are you doing?
So, I think this is another obvious one, but it's another one. I'm going to do this one, and I'm going to find one of my favorites that's in here, and then we'll end it on that.
Ready? Okay.
So, because it's not really a game anymore, because you're just getting them all.
Keep going, damn it.
Yeah. A couple of tiny little blokes take 3 long films to return a piece of unwanted jewelry.
This one. A couple of tiny blokes take 3... Oh, got it. we're walking, we're fighting, we're fighting, we're fighting, we're fighting, we're walking, we're in a cave, we're on a volcano, we almost fall in, and we're home. it's the Lord of the Rings saga.
Yes.
Oh, God. Like, I love those films, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, there's more, but... Come on. Like, I know Peter Jackson, he did a really good job with everything. But, man, still think the end of that film, Frodo and Sam, man. I think it's a thing. Like, I'm serious. I think it's a thing. And because, like, I was rooting for Rudy. Let's put it there. I was rooting for Rudy. I was like, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Did you get that reference?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I was just ready
to kill. Ah. Oh, sorry, my American is showing. So there's a movie with Sean Astin called Rudy. And it was about a guy named, I think it was Jim Rudiger.
Okay.
And all he ever wanted to do was play for the Notre Dame football team in university. But he didn't have good enough grades, and he was really small.
Yeah.
So... And that's like Division I football. They're big dudes.
Yeah.
And he just basically didn't have what it took to get into the school or even get on the team. But the movie it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. And again, if you aren't connected at the end of it emotionally, then you don't have a soul. I don't want to tell you anything else about it.
Okay.
but I'm going to challenge you to see it and then come back to me.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about it.
It's called Rudy.
Because it's called Rudy. Yep, it's called Rudy. And it's a young Sean Astin. It's post-Goonies, but pre-Samwise.
Yeah.
It's like 80s.
Yeah,
total 80s. And I think it takes place in the 60s or mid-70s. And as a film, it's like one of the best sports films you'll ever see.
Really?
Yeah.
I will take you up on that challenge.
Seriously. I have a thing for sports movies. Because there is usually a happy ending.
Yeah.
And... You know, it's kind of a tough road to get to the happy ending sometimes. I'm like, oh, you got to work hard. You do this, you do that. Because playing sports when I was a young person, you know, kind of connects to that. So whenever there's a sports movie, I go into it. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. Oh, this is not good.
Well, in that case,
this is amazing.
Yeah. You know? Have you seen, you would have seen Mean Machine?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
That was... The Longest Yard. That was a remake of The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds, but Vinnie Jones.
We have Vinnie Jones. Yeah,
I love that guy. I want to hang out with Vinnie Jones and just shoot the shit, go fishing.
Yeah,
I just want to go fishing with Vinnie Jones with a six pack and just talk about life.
I wasn't never into football and that, but Vinnie Jones was a footballer, English footballer, way before he was an actor. And then the beginning of that film is him being an English footballer. Turning kind of bad and then going to prison. So it was just that kind of, I love the way that it's just brilliant film.
Uh-huh.
Such a good film.
Did you see The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds?
I've seen it a long time ago.
Okay.
You
need to watch them both. Yeah. You need to watch them side by side.
I've also seen the Adam Sandler version. And we'll leave that one there.
Like a steaming pile in the other direction.
Yeah.
See, I like Adam Sandler. But I don't like Adam Sandler. There's some things that he's attached to and that he's done that I'm like, this is absolutely positively brilliant.
Yeah.
And then there's other things where I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I feel like Adam Sandler is even when he was a comic and on Saturday Night Live, he's what I like to call a cluster bomb comic.
Right.
He'll just throw out whatever, just
and
hope to God something lands.
Yeah.
Because if it lands, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
But he just kind of throw it out. And I'm like, that's cool. Hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. So, yeah. Next one.
Last one.
Son of a bitch.
Let me have a quick flip.
This is challenging. I like it.
Frog will not fuck horny pig woman.
That's... I'm going to leave that up to the audience.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to leave that up to the audience. Because I know what it is. You know what it is.
I know what it is.
I'm going to leave that up to the audience. Is there some kind of message board or something that could reach out back with you?
Yeah,
or
you could
comments or something.
I want you to tweet us.
Tweet us.
A tweet. You know what it is. It's @was_interesting. Give us a tweet if you know what it is.
There you go.
There is no prize.
The prize is my admiration.
Yes, that works.
My admiration, that because works. If you know what that is and you know within 30 seconds, then I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Done. Done.
So, that's the end of the game. Did you enjoy that game?
I did, actually, because I really had to work hard for it. You did not make it easy. You had to work hard for it. It was fun.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, and you. Funny enough, you chose movies... that I just I just really know well.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you know? Are you watching me when I sleep?
Yeah. Did you really notice me watching you when you sleep?
No. I actually kind of like playing when people do that.
Oh, good.
No, it's fine. I mean, okay,
anyway, so on with the podcast. I asked you to come up with some facts about yourself. Sure. It's something we're trying out on the podcast because at the end of the day, it's called That Was Interesting. And I get so many interesting people on this podcast, so I want you guys to tell us why you're so interesting. So I asked you to come up with 3 facts.
Okay.
Let's hope they're interesting.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Jesus. I didn't know that's why you asked. I was like, you're 3 facts. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I got a ton of facts.
Well, would you like to start us off with your first fact?
So before this is kind of a multi-fact fact.
Cool.
You need to know one before you know the other.
Okay.
I now live in London, and before I lived in London, I lived in New York City.
Yes.
In Brooklyn, specifically. And I was, still am, an actor, relatively successful, just about to break into something, but then we had to move, and that's okay. It's okay, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. No, I'm really not. But one of the things that my manager called me up, she's like, hey, we're doing this thing. It's right across the street from our office. It's a karaoke league.
Right.
So I joined a karaoke league in New York for a season, and it was really, really fun.
So what's a karaoke league?
It's like, a league where a people league of- sing karaoke. Like you get, there's prizes and there's like, you're basically
a team against a team karaoke.
Yep. So you, so say there'd be like six teams, right? And you'd be have like the green team and the red team. And then there would be a solo person from the green team and a solo person from the red team. And then another solo person from the green team, another solo person from the red team. And then you'd have a group number.
Yeah.
And that was basically like, just go balls out and, you know, costumes and everything. And if you wanted to, yeah, but you had to have your shirt.
Okay.
Somewhere on your body. And props, you just couldn't throw anything. So you couldn't have confetti.
Yeah.
You couldn't have anything like really exploding, no pyro.
Yeah.
But some people got real close. and yeah, that was it. They had like a little app that you could vote on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the bar. It was really, really fun. I did that for a season. And it's funny, my manager was like, we just pulled you in as a ringer. And there were other managers. Our name was The Management.
Yeah.
So because they were all talent managers. And so they had a couple of us. And it was fucking hysterical. It's fucking hysterical. She's like, all right, I need you to do this and this and this. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So like one day she's like, what do you want to sing today? I was like, I don't know. She's like, you're going to sing AC/DC. I was like, oh, I hate you. Oh, God. And then another time she had me sing some Queen song. And then, but then she's like, all right, now we need this, because they would do themes every week.
Yeah.
Like one of them would be like for Halloween, which isn't really a thing here, which is a damn shame.
In what sense? What do you mean?
It's not the same. Is what I understand is just not the same. Like fancy dress. Like people don't go out trick-or-treating. They don't like have like bullshit fuck off parties.
Not in the same way. Yeah. I know what you mean. Because like I say, trick-or-treating here is like, it's just kind of like, it's too dangerous. It's not. It really isn't. But that's it. It's just like, well, no, you go out and there'd be a creepy guy in the house and then that's it.
Trick-or-treat. Yeah, I've got some candy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
But like, yeah, it's just not, it doesn't really happen that much. You get some people and like, but it's often people just in bin liners and as capes and
like, and that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. So anyway, the last thing that she had me do was she wanted me to sing Tenacious D. So I did. And that's like right in my register. And it was fucking hysterical. Like, oh my God, that's so fun. I was like, yeah, it was really fun. Thanks. Bye. so that's one fact.
Yeah.
That's another one. I've played ice hockey since I was about 4 years old.
Who did you play ice hockey for? Did you play for any teams or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Well, like local travel teams. I actually checked Meryl Streep's son and she yelled at me.
Really?
Yeah. She yelled at me when I was about 13. She probably wouldn't remember it, but it was really funny. So we had this Christmas tournament that we played, and I played for a team called Watertown.
Yeah.
And he played for a team called Salisbury. And it was, we just learned how to check.
Yeah.
I have always been fat my entire life. I've always been a big, big kid. And I hit him hard and I knocked him down, and it took him a couple, like a minute or two to get up. Like I must have knocked the wind out of him. And then so after the game, get upstairs, and there's like this little concession, you know, parent concession stand. And my mom is like, oh, I'll go start the car. She goes to start the car, and I have my bag. It's about the size of me. And this woman comes up to me with giant, giant sunglasses.
Yeah.
And she's like, you hit my son, and you can't hit my son, and that's not how you play the game. Blah, blah, blah. You don't do that. She wasn't like, she didn't yell at me, but she was very, very, very what are you doing, kid?
She was pissed.
She was not happy.
Yeah.
She was not happy. But she wasn't mean about it.
Yeah.
Because I think she realized that, like, I'm just a kid. But she talked to me very sternly.
Mm.
Or as you would say, she was very cross.
She was very cross. Yeah, we would say that. Definitely, yeah.
And then he comes up and he's like, Mom, stop it. That's what the game is played. It's not cool. And she's like, okay. Okay. Then they have like a little chat. She's like, stop. Okay. Stop. He apologizes to me. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Are you okay? He's like, yeah. It was a really good hit. I was like, I don't know, but that's okay. Are you all right?
And yeah.
So then she comes over again. She's like, well, okay, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Do you want a hot chocolate or something? I was like, okay. And my mom is standing by the door with her mouth open. And she's just like, and I'm just like having this conversation at 13 with, you know, Meryl Streep. And my mom's like, do you know who that was? It's like, no idea. It's like, that's Meryl Streep. Who? And then she showed me a picture and I was like, oh, I'm a jerk. I don't know.
That's amazing, yeah. Though. The fact, especially just the fact that you were like, at that age and you just kind of like, I have no idea. It's just, yeah. It's just a mom.
And yeah, exactly. It was just a mom who was yelling at me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's, but that's what we do. Like, that's part of the game. I don't we were told to do things like this. So that's one. She probably, like I said, she probably wouldn't remember it because it wasn't like a big deal.
Yeah, but it was just a little. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him in Salisbury. When I went to interview there, when I was, because I ended up going to boarding school,
yeah,
to play hockey, and I interviewed at Salisbury, and I actually bumped into him. I got a tour of the dining hall. I was like, "Hey, dude!" He's like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah,
no, he's a really good guy. Now he's like a musician, and he's really good. He like
oh, really?
Plays from New York. I think he was up for a Grammy at some point.
Yeah,
but yeah, so but he doesn't go under the name of Streep.
It's yeah,
he goes under his dad's name. Yeah, so that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's, I guess, fact number two. Gordie Howe came to my house drunk one night.
Who's Gordie Howe?
Mm.
Should I know? Yeah, this is...
He's a hockey player from a long, long... Well, not a long, long time ago. From many moons ago.
Yeah.
Land far away. No, Gordie Howe is like old-time hockey. They call him Mr. Hockey.
Yeah.
And my parents bought a house when I was about 5 years old across the street from a school called Taft. And I was right across the street from the hockey rink. When I got older, I actually like would go over there myself. And that's where our team played. So they would do a, funny enough, the hat that I normally wear, this logo, this W is a whale. It's like a whale tail.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And then you see like an H in the middle right there.
Yeah.
Right. And they're the Hartford Whalers.
Ah.
Right. So Gordie Howe played for the Hartford Whalers for a little bit and they do alumni games and he came and he played and they destroyed the team of coaches and parents because that's what they do. It's just a charity game.
Yeah.
But they have like a writer and everything and all the guys. It's just basically an excuse to eat and get hammered and play some hockey. And the house that my parents bought used to be owned by a guy named Henry Long. Henry Long and Gordie Howe were like good friends. Henry moved across town and then, and Gordie Howe just like came to my door. I didn't know who he was. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. He's like, is your dad home? And dude is hammered. His face is bright red. I didn't know any better. And I had hockey practice earlier that day. So all my stuff was spread out by the heater to kind of dry off.
Yeah.
And I went to go get my dad. My dad's like, oh yeah, just like come right in. My dad did stuff with the organization. Like he ended up being the treasurer, but at this point I think he was just, you know, contributing. And so he comes in, he sits down, he's like, yeah, can I get you anything? He ends up getting Gordie some more booze, just because it's Gordie Howe. And Gordie Howe starts telling me hockey stories. And he was like, it was hysterical. Flash forward to when I was about 14, 15. So Henry Long basically made a pond in his front yard. It's like nothing really big, but enough to put water down and basically ice it in the winter.
All right.
So yeah, a bunch of us who knew him, we would come over and skate and he would just chip us and like, oh yeah, hook us and just basically fuck us up. but we had a lot of fun. This cab rolls up and taxis where I live, not a thing. Like you gotta call,
yeah.
You gotta know it's so basically middle of nowhere, and so the car rolls up. This guy gets out with a little tiny bag, skates and a stick, and I was like, oh no, oh boy, And everyone's like, what's happening? There are about six of us.
Yeah.
And Henry goes, Josh, go get the 2-4 in the back. Now, 2-4 is a Canadian saying.
Okay.
For a 24-pack of beer or a case.
Okay.
So I went in the back. I got the case of beer. Put it in the snow.
Yeah.
None of us were allowed the beer. It was for him and Gordy. That was Gordy Howe. So he comes over. He goes, hey, fatty, don't think I forgot about you. And I was like, oh, come on.
Shit.
Yeah. So they it was basically 2-on-6, and they beat us up. They just, we played it. We had a steel, like a 10-gallon drum.
Yeah.
And you just hear boom, boom, boom every time that they had the puck. It was just ridiculous. We couldn't take it away from them. We couldn't do anything. I mean, but it was fun.
Yeah.
They were just chirping us and just talking so much shit. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That was a, there's that. Oh man, what's
that? That's insane. So do you, because obviously you live in the UK now, you live in London. Mm-hmm. Do you still play hockey in London?
I do, actually.
Really?
Yeah. There's a place, the Alexander Palace.
Yeah.
Ali Pally.
Yeah, Ali Pally.
Yeah, there's a rink in one of the sections of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. It's weird, though, because there's no plexiglass.
Yeah.
There's no, like the wall, as most people call it.
Yeah.
It's the boards. It's the boards, guys. It's the boards. So there'd be a piece of plexiglass above it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no plexiglass there. It's just a net. And then when they have open skating sessions, they actually pull the net back. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it's just open.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite picturesque. But yeah, when you pull the net back over, you can play some hockey. But
yeah,
you like I try to ricochet it, and I'm like, I can't go high.
Yeah.
Nope. It's basically I don't shoot above the waist.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the puck to go out.
Yeah.
Because if it hits something and it just ricochets out, I don't do it. People here do it anyway. They don't care. They just don't care. I'm like, awareness, guys. Come on. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different levels playing here. Oh yeah, I almost got drafted to the BCHL, which is a British Columbia Hockey League, and then my mom said, "No, you're going to university." No, no, great, mom. So yeah, I was 17, and the scout that was there at my school was like, "Okay, so some of you I can talk to, some of you I can't talk to. So yeah, your coach is going to talk to you later." So coach is basically like, "Yeah, they want to scout you." I was like, I have to talk to my mom. And I talked to my mom. And my mom was like, nope, you're going to college. And I went, okay, because college there is the same as university.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I chose a school that didn't have a hockey program. Because funny enough, I went into radio. And I was like, yeah, I want to do this radio thing. It's going to be cool. And I said it just like that. And so then I went to Boston, and I went to school in Boston, the Massachusetts Communications College, which no longer exists. It's now the Art Institute International.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, yeah, whatever. But then I played some pickup there, but I never actually, they didn't have a hockey program. It was just a 2-year associate's degree. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then what I planned on doing was taking that and just kind of going. Well, I moved back from Boston, and I decided to start working. I didn't finish there because they were actually, when they got bought, they were going to phase out my major.
Okay.
So I needed to take my credits. So I basically took my credits and ran.
What did you actually study?
Radio broadcasting.
That's it. That's
yeah, that was study, the actual yeah thing. And then, it's kind of it's a really long and winding road to get like me in academia. We're like really good friends.
Yeah.
We just don't hang out very much, or we didn't hang out very much, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So academia and myself. Yeah. He's a bitch. He really is. I love him, but he's a bitch. So when I came back from Boston and decided to work for my my godfather doing like lighting and sound production and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just I was just like, I got it. I just want to do something that's a little bit different. So I did that. Then I ended up going to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which was more like a finishing school. Stephen Colbert went there. Well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I say like, it's really small, like there's one class a season session.
Yeah.
and then I went to work for Clear Channel in the States. Then I got fired from Clear Channel in the States. And then I decided to go back to school and finish everything out. And I ended up going for communications, but then the theater department poached me.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then that was my first foray into acting. And then I played Dave in the Full Monty, the musical version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't tell you. I never told you this.
Never told me that.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, this is kind of a funny story. So my dad and my uncle and I, we do stuff. When, you know, we try to do stuff. One of the things that we would do is we would just go to New York before I lived there for like a weekend.
Yeah.
And we just like do stuff, you know. And the show, The Full Monty, was closing on Broadway. Now, the difference, instead of Sheffield, it was in Buffalo, New York.
Right.
That's it. Everything else was the same. And it was really, really fun. The music was really, really good. Anyway, so I go into this acting class that I had to take for an elective. And I had a teacher. His name was Sal Trapani. He's not dead, though. He still is Sal Trapani. and he's like,
so... We got some guys who are doing the show, The Full Monty, and I think you'd be good in it. Maybe you wanna, you know, audition. Okay. Okay.
That's Sal. he grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and he's like first generation Sicilian. So no, he's got the, and he even talked to me. Like, I'm looking at you, but I'm not really looking at you. Like, my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
And that's how Sal was. He would talk to you and he would just kind of open them and then close them. And then he would just kind of keep talking just like this. That's Sal. And he'd shrug his shoulders, just kind of like this. That's Sal Trapani.
I love him.
I just imagine sitting there talking to this guy and just like the urge of just walking away.
Uh-huh.
And like hiding behind someone. Oh, yep. Talking.
Yep. I don't know how many times they had that. You just be like, so. So yeah, I auditioned for that. And apparently they didn't have a Dave. but the reason that I auditioned and the reason I said yes is because when my dad and my uncle and I went to go see The Full Monty.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the middle and my father was sitting on the left of me and my uncle was sitting on the right. And if you've ever been to a Broadway show in New York, the seats are quite narrow, especially for large mammals. So my uncle would laugh, and that would actually make me laugh, and that would make my dad laugh. And every time my dad laughed, I would laugh, and then my uncle would laugh. And then I would laugh in the middle, and they'd both be going. So, and we all connected to Dave because he was a fat guy. And then that was it. And I was just like, all right, it was fun seeing it, so I'm going to do it. And I did it, and they asked me, they're like, so you have late classes, right? I was like, yeah. This is the first day. You have late classes, right? Yeah. Cancel them. What? Shift them. Do whatever you have to do because we rehearse at these times. And I was like, okay. So I did. And then I finished a 4-year degree in 3 because I had to change everything. And then I moved to New York. And
So how long did you do the 4 months for?
Oh, we only did it for a semester. So it was about 6 weeks. Like every weekend for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And we sold out every single night and we had about a 750 seat theater.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Hey. And people are like, oh, so you know, that oh, that's gonna be such a hard job to do. I was like, look, the first acting gig I ever really did, I took my clothes off. So it's all downhill from here. It's actually not that hard. Like playing a dead body, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makeup, not a big deal. So there's that. So I did the Full Monty, and then there's that.
Shit, man.
All right. So this last fact requires me to go into my my wallet because I need to show you this if I haven't shown you it before.
Okay.
And I want you to speak what this is.
Okay, okay. So it's the Universal Life Church,
That's pretty much the reaction that people get when I show them that is silence. They're like, wait, what, you?
So this means you're ordained.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Oh God. Yep. I wish this was a video podcast so you could see your face.
So you're Reverend Joshua Wagner.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's the coolest thing. That's so cool.
So okay.
And it's like the car's got a hologram. This is legit. Yep. This is the thing.
Yeah. I am ordained through the Universal Life Church.
There you go, man. That's
yep.
So why?
There you go. Okay, so when I worked for Clear Channel many moons ago, I was working for the lead singer or the former lead singer of a band called Twisted Sister, Dee Snider.
Yes.
And people would call up and they'd be like, oh, Dee, we want you to marry us. Oh my God, please. We love you so much. We want you to marry us. So Dee was like, all right, figure out how I can marry all these people. Okay. So I did that. I did some research on the internet and I came upon this site. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, whatever. But Clear Channel actually paid for the packet. There's like a whole like onboarding packet that you can get if you do it for, because you can do it for free online.
Yeah.
And you can like pick your title and stuff like that, and which is hysterical to me.
Yeah.
Anybody can actually do it. Anybody. That's the whole idea behind the Universal Life Church. It's kind of like it's faith, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea is really cool. Like it's, I can honestly say I'm not a very faith driven kind of person, but all right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. The only reason that I did that was basically for my boss at the time because he's like, figure out how to do it, you jerk.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I did it. And then I got the packet and everything. And there was like affirmations of love and civil union and this and that and the other.
Yeah.
So different states have different laws as like how you can marry people. Some you need to be a justice of the peace. Some of you need to be, you need to do this. You need to be ordained. You need to do this. You need to do that. Or if you've done it in a different state, that carries over.
Yeah.
So I can marry people in the state of Connecticut and New York and California. Yes. I can do all, I can baptize, I can do a lot of stuff. Yeah. No joke.
Baptize as well.
Seriously. Like I can totally do that. And it's like, that's the idea. Like you can do anything. If somebody wants Greek Orthodox, I can do Greek Orthodox because that's the whole thing. Like, I won't look the part, but I just read the thing and there it is because it's just the whole, that's the way the idea, the connection is. Like, but D was like, he's like, oh, good job. And then like 2 weeks later, he gets fired. So I thought it was funny. But yeah, I can do that. It's funny. I'm not, like I said, I don't put a lot of faith into it. It's more like a party favor.
Yeah.
But everything that's behind it kind of like fucking Dee Snider made me do it. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, like, we're not going to take it, huh? Yeah. Right? I would try and break his balls, but he would just get mad about it.
He's so like, I think this kind of takes us into that as well. So like where did you work for him? How did this work?
So I was working in Hartford, Connecticut, and he was the morning show guy in Hartford. Now, he also has a show called House of Hair, which is like 80s hair metal.
Yeah.
And it's syndicated, and it's the webcast, and so you can hear it. That show is great.
Yeah.
But the morning show is kind of like, you know, wacky morning guys bullshitting and, you know, meh.
Yeah.
So he was actually never there. He would use an ISDN line from his house in Long Island to the studio in Hartford. Then he got syndicated in Virginia. So it was Hartford in Virginia that his show was in.
Mm.
And that's how he would do it. And it was kind of cool, like the telecommuting. He was only in the office like 4 or 5 times a year. Yeah. Like he had an apartment in Hartford.
Yeah.
That he was never at. Yeah. It's crazy. Like every time you come in, you just go to the apartment in Hartford and just crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like when not talking about work, not talking about all other stuff, he's a really great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what did you do for him on the show?
I was an intern slash associate producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of work. did a lot of work. Like, I would cut things up, like, in production.
Yeah.
To, like, make bits and things. And I would put together a couple of segments, like, you know, what the hell to do this weekend.
Mm.
So every Friday, I'd basically look through all of the ads and the local newspapers and online and stuff. Yeah. It was really before the internet took off with, you know, with, oh, here's everything to do.
Like, yeah,
before,
exactly.
There's like shit to do. It was shit to do sites, you know, before those really existed. So I had to really scour all over the place. But I also would do like voice segments. And then because I was employed by Clear Channel, sort of, basically that's a little bit of another story, but, so as I was working for Clear Channel, the sales guys would have me, they would have me put together like spec spots and things like that.
Right.
And then, you know, cause I ended up staying later, then promotions would be like, hey, we're doing a bar night. Come on. So I would do that. I did a lot of work at that radio station. So I finally, as an intern, I finally get hired. I was doing a lot of free or cheap work. Mm. And then about a week later, I got fired because they changed formats.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, you know, welcome to the company, blah, 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 blah. And then I got my first paycheck and it was my last paycheck.
Woo!
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they changed from like from an alternative station to urban contemporary.
Okay.
Yeah, so they went from rock to rap. That was it.
In one fell swoop, just boom.
There were a few people who knew about it, so they were actually making the change.
Yeah.
But they didn't talk about it. So one day, this very, very large African-American man, very tall, very built, with one of the most beautiful suits I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Calls everybody into the conference room from our radio station, because it's a cluster. So there's like multiple stations in this
within the building.
Yeah.
Kind of
And everyone could kind of see the studios of everything.
Yeah.
Again, another story for another time.
Yeah.
And he called a whole bunch of us in. There were some people missing. He's like, so your services are no longer needed. You're fired and have a nice day. Turns around and leaves. That was it. Yeah. He got introduced as, you know, someone from Clear Channel, higher up, and then boom.
Holy shit.
That's the nature of the radio business. Yeah. So that's what it is. I still have one friend who's working in radio, or I have a couple friends, but my friend Trey is the afternoon drive guy for Fresh FM in New York. Yeah. It's pretty good. He's teaming up with a girl named Gia, and they're actually really good. Funny enough, my wife hired Trey when he was a friend.
Yeah, oh, really?
She got him, or she helped get him into the building. She's like, get the fuck in there.
Get in there.
So, because she was working for CBS at the time. So she's like, come on, there's an opening. Get it.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah.
That's good. But yeah, so that's radio.
I'm going to, we're getting to near the end of the time now. We've got loads of good stuff.
I hope so.
Me too.
Because I'm a whore. I just give.
I want to end on a kind of a game almost, but a conversation around moving to the UK.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, good. Oh, boy.
And it was something you said earlier in the game that made me go, yep, we're definitely doing this. Because I said snog, and you knew what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say some more words, and then you can try and tell me what they mean.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Let's try it. Let's do it.
So the first one is an easy one, because I think you use the same word, but you say something else as well. Accelerator.
Accelerator?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you call it something else, though?
Accelerator as in, like, the gas pedal?
The gas pedal,
yeah. I've heard it called an accelerator.
Yeah.
But, step on the gas pedal.
Yeah. And then we've got an anorak.
Oh, it's like a raincoat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. No, I've heard other people use these, but I don't use them myself.
Yeah.
I try to assimilate, but there's a few things that I can't do. There's a few things I won't do. We'll get to those soon.
To be honest, that anorak, like, I've never used that. Yeah. I think it's quite an old word, really.
Yeah.
But it's a word. So this is an interesting one. At the weekend, right? This isn't this is obviously that's three words that you know, but I mean, in America, it suggests to this article, it says at the weekend would be on the weekend.
Yeah.
So if you're describing at the weekend doing this, you would probably say on the weekend I'm doing.
I'm gonna do this on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'd possibly do the same. It depends on the context, but so. Hey.
Oh, like, or yeah, like I'm gonna go see I'm gonna go see the weekend on the weekend.
Yeah. An aubergine.
Oh, it's a fucking eggplant.
Yeah.
God, that one gets me. I was like, it's a fucking eggplant. It doesn't look like eggs, but it looks like eggs when you prepare it. It's a fucking eggplant. Fucking eggplant.
Is that what it is? Is Dick that why emoji. It's an eggplant?
It's a deathy emoji people use for a penis.
Yeah.
So yes, it's an eggplant.
But is it because when you like mash it, it looks like eggs?
And it has a lot of similar properties as eggs. Like, has like a similar texture.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
And I don't like eggplant.
So if I was in a restaurant, I would ask for the bill.
Yeah, give me the check.
Yeah.
Give me the check. Check, please.
I'd get a biscuit.
Well, you would get a cookie. Because if I get a biscuit, they're not things that exist here. They don't. Biscuits do not exist in this country.
What's the biscuit?
What is a biscuit? That's like asking, what is Jesus? A biscuit? So an American biscuit is... It's like a scone,
okay,
but not. It's like a more buttery, flakier version of a scone.
And you wouldn't cut it in half and put cream and jam on it?
No. You could if you wanted to. You don't have to. But
you
biscuits. Biscuits. Okay, so... And I'm going to bring this back to McDonald's because I'm sure people who are listening to this have know about McDonald's.
Here.
So McDonald's has regional things. And my wife goes, why are you so obsessed with this? I'm like, because McDonald's is an American company that's a different restaurant every place you go. So I want to see what the fuck they're doing. She's like, why do you care? I was like, in Germany, they used to sell McBeer. Yeah. They would give you a paper cup with beer in it. Unheard of in the United States.
Yeah, like,
what? So, and here, the bacon sandwich in the morning.
Yeah.
Sausage biscuit in the morning.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it'd be cut in half, and there'd be just a patty of sausage in the middle. Or a sausage egg McMuffin. Or a sausage egg biscuit. So you put the little folded egg with a piece of sausage on the biscuit. It's crack. Like, it's honestly, it's really good. But biscuits are usually, like, a side to something. Like, biscuits and gravy. And it would be...
Oh, so it's not really, it's not like kind of like a sweet biscuit, really. It's like you would
buttery.
Eat.
Like much more savory. But like basically the difference is butter versus shortening. So God, I can't believe I know shit like that. Sometimes I always like, how do I know that? I'm like, oh yeah, home economics class. So like sausage gravy. It's like a white gravy that is made from sausage. Like you basically chop up a sausage and you have this white gravy. I can show you that later it's getting me fucking hungry. So that's one. That's actually more of like a breakfast dish.
Yeah.
So you have like this really hearty gravy and you just use the biscuits to kind of sop everything up and you just eat it and it's really good.
Holy shit. If I got a biscuit out of a barrel here and like, where do you keep biscuits in the States?
Biscuits in a bread box.
In a bread box.
Or in the fridge. Or
yeah. So we would have a biscuit barrel or like a cookie jar.
Yep, cookie jar.
Right. And... Yeah, if I dipped one of those in gravy, people would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep. Yep. Even if you took a scone and put it in gravy, people are like, what?
Yeah.
Also, fried chicken biscuits. That's a thing. Usually it would be like fried chicken with cornbread or biscuits and or biscuits. Yeah. It's more of a southern thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we could talk about chicken and waffles. Oh, so good. You people just don't know yet. You people just don't know yet. I mean, you do, but no one does it here like as good as they could.
What's that?
Fried chicken and waffles.
Really?
Oh my God. Oh my God. When it's done right, it's the like savory, crispy, a little bit of sweet. It's just
interesting.
Toss some hot sauce on there. It's like, it is what the Japanese call umami. I'm not fat. I'm not fat at all. I don't know anything. Well, I just eat tuna fish. That's all.
let's do a non-food one then. How about a caravan?
See, I know what that is only because Snatch is a favorite movie of mine.
Good.
Yeah, so that would be a camper.
Do you use caravan at all? Is anything a caravan?
Yes. A caravan is a line of cars or a line of something.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's what a caravan is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so caravan is like, that's what, because I believe the origin of caravan or the use of caravan in this country is when, like, so you'll have a caravan of cars, right?
Right.
And they're all camping. So they all have the caravan
okay.
on the back of it. Or it's because it attaches to the back bumper.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the beginning of the caravan.
Yeah.
Of an actual, like, line of something going somewhere.
Yeah.
Also known as a convoy.
So that would be a caravan in the States. How's about mm-hmm. that?
It's mostly in you know, deserts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a dressing gown?
Dressing gown. Nope. I have no idea. No idea.
So a dressing Nothing. Gown would be something that we'd wear in the mornings, out of the shower, put it around.
Bathrobe.
Bathrobe.
That's a bathrobe. bathrobe, dressing gown. What? It's a robe that you wear out of the bath. Come on, man. You're wearing that gown to dress? As a dress? Come on, man.
It's a dressing gown, yeah.
Well, you're wearing that gown to go to get dressed. I'm just trying to rationalize stuff here, man.
There's one more question I've got for you
before Jesus we wrap up. Christ!
Okay.
Keep asking them if you want.
The last one is, and you've done a few already, but you do a lot of voices.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what your favorite voice you've ever done.
Oh, man. That's hard. One that I always kick back to is, like, Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. It's just, like, so hot right now. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm gonna do because it's just so fucking hot. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And the, you know, this is pretty much all you say. But yeah, Gabriel Iglesias pretty much has that one on lockdown. yeah. He does. I told you the thing that I did for my friend with Elmo.
You need to say on the okay. podcast.
So my buddy rewired a Tickle Me Elmo, and he's like, I need you to say this. He hands me a piece of paper. I go,
I'm gonna eat your soul.
Yeah. Oh God. So I've been working on this character because another interesting fact is I used to do stuff at the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York.
Right.
So I would do classes, and I did a couple of shows. And I'm really interested in, like, character development and stuff.
Yeah.
Came up with this character working at the place that I was working in New York and still working here. I want to say European tourist in the broadest sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole idea was, like, you don't know where he's from. Or it kind of like, oh, hello. And the European tourist. I don't really know what I'm doing here, but I am for to find something a little bit more nice for my wife. But I don't know what that could be. Maybe you could help me find something. I don't know. So it's basically like taking a whole bunch of accents, throwing them together.
Yeah.
And then just kind of, you know, it's hot. It is so beautiful in my country when I think about it. But I am not really sure where I'm from because, you know, and it's, I just heard a little hint of walking in there. Baby, man, you don't know where you're from. No, I don't know where I am from. But I do know that everything is cheaper here in America. You should, get something down the street at the camera store. Be nice. Take a picture. Googly eyes. I haven't worked out walking in a while, but I have to revisit that one because it's always a fun one. It's a really amazing. Fun one to bring out at parties.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's really good. It's better. It gets better when you're drunk because you're way more relaxed. You're like, oh, baby, man, you, I don't know. I'm drunk walking. I don't know what's going on. Yo. And it's just because it just works. It's like the hiccups stop you.
Well, let's do it. Let's end it. because that was a lovely way to end.
And the dismount.
And the dismount. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. It has. Anytime. Token American, out.
So what do you think?
Do you want how I really feel, or do you want what I think you want me to say?
Like I said, man.
It was interesting.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Was it?
Well, I'm not sure anymore.
I guess it was interesting. Oh, hello. You have just been listening to That Was Interesting Podcast. You can find That Was Interesting at the podcast on Instagram or the Twitters at @was_interesting at Instagram and the Twitters. You know, the Twitters like the little bird. And then you can search on the Facebook or the Facebook or a book fast? I don't know. I am not from here. That was interesting. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Okay?
There's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.